What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 155. Today's topic is this: no one is coming to save you. Sit back, relax, because here we go. So I have a patch on my backpack. I still call them backpacks. I have a patch on my backpack, and it's kind of a cool backpack. It's black. It's like a tactical pack. It's a rucksack is what it is. And I'll wear it when I'm out hiking or I travel with it. Like, it comes in super handy. It's a 5'11 backpack. And it's black and it has a white patch on it. And the white patch says, "No one is coming to save us." I found it, like, I saw it online. I was like, this really speaks to my soul. Because for so long, like, I looked for someone to save me. I looked for a way out. And I'll have you consider that this is very common throughout throughout our society, you know? I mean, whether that is when you go and you get a job and you're asking about, okay, like, you know, this 401k plan that you have, how is that going to get me closer to retirement? Or with Medicare, thinking that, you know, for sure, that this is a for sure thing, that you have money that's stacked away for when you get old and feeble, that it'll be there waiting for you. What really gets me are the folks that somehow or another believe that they are entitled to anything in this world whatsoever, whether that be healthcare, food, shelter, whatever it is. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for charity. I'm all for helping folks out. I volunteer at a homeless shelter from time to time. I take care of folks, when God puts folks in front of me, if I can lend a helping hand, I do. But there's a big difference between charity and expectation. I led most of my life thinking that I was deserving of something because I was a good person, because I worked to become a physician, because somehow or another that meant something, that it meant that I was supposed to get something, that I was supposed to be better off in life. And the realization that I had was I was frustrated. I was frustrated and very lonely. It wasn't until I came to the realization that it was up to me to build my life the way that I want and not anyone else that I really became free. The amazing thing is that if you stop and you take a look at your life and ask yourself one simple question, am I happy? And really sit with that answer, then something's going to open up for you. If you really sit and say, okay, you know what, am I happy? And most folks would be like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, everything's good. I'm great. Everything's good. Almost like they're trying to sell themselves on this idea. And I don't know, maybe you are happy in your life. If you are, fantastic. Turn off this podcast. You don't need to hear this. But if there's at least some part of you that's like, yeah, I know, things are good. I mean, it's pretty okay. If there's at least some part of you, then keep on listening. Because I'll have you consider that you're hearing this right now for a reason. If you stop and you really, really say, you know what, there's no coincidences. Like, things happen for a reason. It's a much more beautiful way to live life. It's a much more beautiful way to consider that, you know what, we all have a creator. That we all have a part to play in this world that we are in. And that ultimately, it's up to us to have the courage to play that part fully. To fully engage in our life. To fully take responsibility for who we are, where we're headed, and to go and get what we want for ourselves. No one else. No one's coming to save you. No one's going to hand it to you. Whether that means going and making a family, going and earning a Ferrari, heck, just getting to the point where when you get out of bed, you don't hurt every day. No one's going to do it for you. And the amazing thing with that is when you realize where you are at, when you realize the part of your life or parts of your life that you are dissatisfied, you can then ask yourself a second question of what would satisfy me? What do I want? As a matter of fact, what I would encourage you to do is take a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper and a pen. On one side, the left side, you write, this is where I'm at. On the right side, you write, this is where I want to go. And what you're going to notice in between that, those two points is something very, very powerful. And that is the space between. All you have to do in between those two spaces, my friend, is break it up into steps. Break it up into, okay, what steps do I need to take in order to get from here to there? What steps do I need to take over the course of 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a year, however long it's going to take? And inevitably what happens is that scary space from one to the other then gets filled with stepping stones. But then all you have to do is be willing to take the first step. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast, coming at you very straightforwardly about not only medicine, but life as well. And the amazing thing is when you have the courage to go and shift your life in a positive direction, to take accountability for where you're at and where you want to go, massive, absolutely massive things happen. If you don't follow me on Facebook, check me out there, David Boyd. Instagram, David Boyd MD. If you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, please do so. Hit subscribe, put in a rating and a review. Last but not least, if you live in Arizona and I'm not yet your doctor, P3MD, that is P3MD.com. Go ahead and put in your name and email address. That'll lead to a conversation between you and I to see if we are a fit. So what I got for you today, friends, remember health as well. So invest in yourself. Be coming right at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast.